Welcome back to Health Update Radio with your host, Jerry Graff.
And this is Jerry Graff. We are back with Jackie Bensinger talking about acupuncture. Just a reminder that our sponsors are LifeScan. LifeScan makes the one-touch ultra family of blood glucose meters. Next time you're at the pharmacy, have your pharmacist show you the one-touch meters. They are really great meters, easy to use, and they have one that's right for each patient. Also, Advanced Diabetes Supply, they bring diabetes testing supplies right to your door. They can be reached at 800-730-9887. That's 800-730-9887. They will provide you with the best service possible to get those diabetes supplies to you at home. We are talking again about acupuncture, and we've been chatting about a whole lot of things related to that. So how do you know, I presume you'd know somebody who's getting acupuncture, it's working because gradually after the first visit, second, you'll start to see some benefits, some reduction in symptoms. Would that be?
Yes, and it depends on what I'm treating, but whatever it is that I'm treating, whether it's pain, sometimes mild anxiety, digestive symptoms, say like reflux, I like to quantify whatever I'm treating. Try to put it on a scale from 1 to 10, and that's something else that we do in the first visit is we say, okay, what is the frequency that you have the pain? When exactly do you feel it? Is it more when you're sitting or lying down? And when you have that, what is the pain? Is it all the way up to a 10? I mean, some patients that come to me from the Kaiser Pain Clinic are like, it's a 15, you know, and that kind of thing. So, for example, like in treating shingles, so you have the itching and then you have the pain, right? So there's several factors sometimes to evaluate, not just the pain level or how often, like insomnia. What time do you wake up every night? Oh, I wake up every night at 1 o'clock. Well, what are you thinking? What's going on in your head? Well, I'm planning what's going to happen tomorrow. So, you know, I take each whatever it is that I'm treating and we go through that. Okay, next time I want you to plan out your day before you go to sleep. And then when they come in, okay, when did you wake up? So you evaluate like that. But that style seems to work really well because I think both the patient and myself, then we know where we are. It's not some sort of airy-fairy, you know, I don't know if I'm getting better. Yes, you absolutely know if you're getting better or not.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of – what are the – are the – medical process procedures or problems that you are most successful with?
Most successful with?
I know there are dozens of things that acupuncture can treat, but what are you most successful with? Is it pain?
Well, I think unless the condition I'm treating has been sometimes patients that have been through surgical procedures and say the actual surgery has kind of wasn't that successful. But generally I would say pain, but at the same time, I mean, I'm very successful treating shingles, insomnia, a lot of GI issues. It's hard to say what I'm most successful with.
So tell me, how does acupuncture, I mean, I can understand having gone through acupuncture, but when I went through acupuncture, it was for pain, and the method that the doctor used was direct use of the needles in the pain area.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work with acupuncture to deal with, let's say, insomnia? Because you're trying to treat something that's going to affect the patient days, weeks, months, years after the patient has finished the course of therapy with you.
Correct. So after listening to the whole story, right, sometimes patients have insomnia because of their diet. They you know, eat McDonald's all the time, and so their stomach is, you know, their digestion is still working at night. So there are many reasons why a patient can have insomnia. So as a Chinese medicine practitioner, then you look at all those different systems. There are 12 different organ systems in the body, and we evaluate those based on the patient's symptoms and the what we call the chief complaint. So then we base our diagnosis and our treatment principle on those, because So sometimes, you know, with maybe four patients that have insomnia, I may use four different treatment strategies based on what is the cause and what is going on with that particular patient. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, in part. But the other part I wanted to say is that, so you're not just treating the insomnia as insomnia. You're treating it as part of a bigger picture.
Correct.
You're being a lot of more of what's called holistic health, of course. So you're looking at the patient's diet. You're looking at patterns. You're looking at a whole lot of things. And the acupuncture is just one piece of that pie. So you resolve their insomnia or their, let's say, depression or some other problem like that. It's more the total picture than it is just the acupuncture part of it.
Yes, it's acupuncture is very powerful. I mean, the list of things that I have on conditions that I've treated on my website is it's huge. And there's some that I haven't even put on there yet that are not just pain related, but like PMS or infertility, male and female infertility, heart palpitations, night sweats, hot flashes. I mean, you think, how could acupuncture treat that? I mean, in some of those cases, yes, I do use Chinese herbs. That the acupuncture by itself, at least in my experience, has not been quite enough to do that, to change the body's chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at all those different aspects, like you were saying, what is this person putting in their body? If they're putting in, you know, milkshakes every night and, you know, they have reflux, or they eat Mexican food every night and they have reflux, that's kind of a no-brainer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're looking, and that's probably the way that Chinese medicine, whether it be herbal or acupuncture or anything else, is different a little bit than traditional Western medicine, is that Chinese medicine maybe looks more at the whole person, and traditional medicine, actually a lot of traditional medical practitioners, physicians, do look at the whole person, and they do have that holistic approach, even though, I hate to say it that way, but even though they're trained in a traditional Western medicine mode, they still look at the whole patient and they have a more holistic approach. But that's been the case in Chinese medicine for hundreds, if not thousands of years. They look at the whole patient.
Yes, they have done that for thousands of years. And I think not just the diet, but, you know, that person's, what they do for a living, what is their home life like. And like you were saying, are they depressed? Are they anxious? Are they able to go through life and find some peace and happiness? I find a lot of people now are so, I guess, adept at multitasking that the mere thought of relaxing is a completely alien concept of just focusing on nothing and just allowing their to get into their breath and just relax their body and their mind.
So, Jackie, in the last, we have less than a minute and a half to go tonight. In the last minute and a half, obviously, if people are listening in the San Diego area, they can come to your office. They can call you, right? And I'm sure we'll put your phone number and contact information on the program homepage. But in that last minute, would you just quickly tell people from out of our area what they should look for in seeking an acupuncturist?
I would look for someone that has been around for several years, that has a good reputation. I know in China, they may have it now, but a while back, they didn't have any way of testing, or they didn't test. It was just a matter of you hang your shingle out, and if you're good, people will come to you. So that's a way of testing, too. By referral, that's how I get most of my patients, is other people refer, not putting ads in.
So if you lived out of the area, you'd probably want to talk to your friends.
Ask other
relatives,
people.
Ask other people who've been to acupuncture.
And I do have on at my access my teacher's site of acupuncturists that are all over the world that practice the balance method. There's a site called acupuncturist.com, and you can go on there and read about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this was a very interesting session. Thank you, Jackie, for being with us tonight.
Yeah,
and
thank
I know you.
You
will guest host in 2 weeks while I'm out of town on vacation. So you have been listening to Health Update Radio. This is Jerry Graff, and come back in 2 weeks to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Are you ready for the largest consumer wine event in Los Angeles? Then get your tickets now for the 7th annual LA Wine Fest on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th at the historic Raleigh Studios in Hollywood. Experience over 500 amazing wine, spirits, and brews. Lifestyle exhibitors, educational wine classes, gourmet food trucks, live music, and much, much more. For more information and special ticket pricing, go to vinvillage.com. Vin Village is where wine lovers connect.
In San Diego alone, of the estimated 8,500 people that are homeless, 25% or approximately 2,100 have mental illness. Mental illness can be successfully treated through supportive housing, integrated mental health services, primary health care, alcohol and drug services, case management, and social services. To help homeless people living with mental illness gain stability and live more productive lives, log on to housingmatterssd.org. That's housingmatterssd.org.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
Bring the San Diego sun inside through spotless windows from Blue Ocean Window Cleaning. Dirty, smeared windows keep us from the bright, sunny days we love. Get back that spring day feeling with a professional window cleaning from Blue Ocean. Affordable, thorough, and necessary. Clean windows will bring the new life to your home or business. Get a quote online anytime at blueoceancleaning.com and find out how bright your world can be through spotless windows from Blue Ocean.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.